This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 7:45 on a game show Wednesday, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see Dierks Bentley in concert. And we have Wizards tickets for the game coming up on March 5th, which is a bobblehead night.
Oh, who's the bobble?
Gee whiz.
Oh, a mascot bobble? That's right. Hey. It's right up my alley. It's perfect. So
we'll give away those tickets coming up at 7:45 on a game show Wednesday. We're going to play Who Makes More?
Love it. Burn one. Burn one now.
Me or cakes? Cakes.
No. No. Cakes. You're the one that's king of the reeds right now.
Yeah, it's Jason Bishop.
No, I think Bickle is.
It could be.
But Bickle's got Ivy League tuition.
That part is true.
Believe me, I've hemorrhaged so much money.
I don't think he's in there.
All right, so the Commanders are still discussed as a team that would potentially go after Myles Garrett.
Why Cleveland is this Browns? Still a thing? Haven't the Browns said they're not going to, like, he's not
nobody believes them.
Just because they said it doesn't mean it's true, though.
Yes, the GM yesterday, is it Andrew Berry?
I think that's right.
Sounds right.
I think the GM of the Cleveland Browns, Andrew Berry, reiterated that they're not moving him.
Yeah.
But hey, if Myles Garrett says, I'm not playing for you, eventually maybe he's going to have to make a move.
All right.
But interestingly, there's a report that the Eagles may actually make a move to keep Garrett from coming to Washington. Here's the audio.
There's a bit of a market here with a couple teams.
Okay, and then tell me why I should be thinking about Myles Garrett on the Eagles.
So way early, I'm connecting some dots here, admittedly, but this is a conversation that some people in the league have had, that the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the most aggressive, if not the most aggressive teams on the trade market, will be looking for a pass rusher. Josh Sweat, the Super Bowl likely or close MVP, could be out. The expectation is that he will sign elsewhere, so they're going to have a need there. Myles Garrett, they would not want to see him go to the Washington Commanders, for example. If that was to gain traction, Howie Roseman would likely step in, try to make a deal that is too hard for the Cleveland Browns to refuse. Keep in mind here, the Browns are a hard no. They're still telling teams they have no interest in trading Myles Garrett. If he were to become available, several teams will be in that. Maybe the Eagles will be one.
All right. So then I'm telling you, we got to take those top two or three guys on their side.
Got to poach them.
Got to poach them. Like, that's got to be big targets.
That'd be amazing if there was back and forth warfare. And then the Eagles sign Bobby Wagner or whatever.
The army.
Zach Ertz, bring Zach Ertz back.
I like how in the arms race at this point, it's the Eagles and the Commanders, and the Giants and the Cowboys are just basically, now, they're just afterthoughts in the NFC East.
Kind of feels
that's
that
a good
way.
Thing.
Yeah.
I like that. But I like the balance of power shifting.
But we're the clear number two.
Oh, I'm not saying that the Commanders aren't. I just it's better to be
when's the last time
number
we said
two
that?
Than it is three or four in the
That's
division.
True. That's true. I don't know. Somebody was saying you know, when I did the kids' podcast yesterday, I guess some people are putting out there on rumors that there's a way that they could engineer a John Allen, Miles Garrett trade. And I just said, I just don't see that.
I saw some projections that they might only get like a fifth-round pick for John Allen.
I mean, you know, right. He's at the end.
Which seems really low.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because
for a guy who's been a pro
teams
bowler.
Teams are going to call Adam Peters bluff. Like, they're going to say, we'll give you a fifth-rounder, or we'll wait for you to release him, and then we'll just sign him on the open market.
Although I will say
nothing.
That if you listen to Peters, he said that all things are out there, including John returning.
Back. Sure. Yes.
Which I actually didn't think was on the bingo card.
Well,
it actually surprised me because I assumed they'd either going to trade him or they're just going to probably release him and move on.
Yeah, that is true. We have done that. And with John, he's another person who's been a great commander, a great person for this franchise. And he's going into the last year of his deal and wanted to give him and his representation, Blake Baratz, who's a really good agent. They just talked about it and said wanted to be able to explore opportunities. And so we let them do that. And we're staying in contact with them every day, just texted with them this morning. And really everything's still on the table in terms of whether it's a trade or staying here or whatever. So we're still going through that. It's kind of early in the stages. We haven't done a lot of exploring yet, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
Right?
The Bengals are interested.
I'm sure.
They've called.
I'm sure plenty of teams will be interested.
But, what if someone calls and gives them a trade offer and Peter says that's just not good enough?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So they can...
Well, it just depends, right? Because it does. What is the benefit? How much is it worth to have $15 million extra in cap room now, right? Just another guy you can go after. So you may not get that draft capital, but it does free up capital that you can
now. Financial flexibility
to
do whatever you want this offseason. They're already third in salary cap money at this point. They're behind only the Patriots and... Can't remember who's second, but they're in a really good spot as far as spending money.
The Patriots have a ton of money.
Patriots have like $130 million almost.
They're going to be really aggressive.
People just don't want to believe this Cleveland Browns GM. Interpret this for me. He said he's a huge part of our organization. He's an awesome player. Understand the trade requests and everything, but our stance really has not changed. We can't imagine a situation where not having Myles Garrett as a part of the organization is best for the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they play hardball with him and say, look, you still have 2 years left on your deal. If you want to stay here, we'll talk about extending your deal. But as of right now, we have no plans on trading you. And then his only recourse is, if he's really upset and doesn't want to play for the Browns, is
to sit out and
miss game checks.
Yeah.
Like, and later on, he said,
I don't know. I just wouldn't want a guy on my team that I know doesn't want to be there.
It's just disgruntled.
Just doesn't want to be there.
I understand Miles Garrett's position.
Yeah, but he's
been in
the
league for what, like 7 or 8 years now? Mm. And that team is going backwards. That team.
I mean, they've got no shot at being good over the next couple of
years.
That
team won three games last year. Like,
but the year before, they're in the playoffs.
He doesn't want to toil away with a team where they're just spinning their wheels in his prime.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. They were in the playoffs the year before.
Okay, but that doesn't guarantee they're going to be back.
I understand that.
Their quarterback situation's a lot different.
We know here in Washington, they went from a 4-win team to a 12-win team.
Right, well, that's because they found their quarterback.
Okay.
Right now, Cleveland, they have nothing but question marks at quarterback.
Oh, maybe they go out and get a quarterback. Maybe they draft one. Who knows?
They could. But don't sell me on, we're going to bring in Kirk Cousins as a bridge quarterback. Like, if I'm Myles Garrett and your plan is Kirk Cousins or Daniel Jones as a bridge guy until you find your guy, I'm not interested in sticking around for that.
Yeah, but
I would want out.
But what Barry said is true. He said trade requests happen across the league all the time.
Yeah.
It's not unusual. It's not the first for us. Probably won't be the last. We're not interested in moving him.
That's fine, but now is when Myles Garrett needs to make it untenable. He needs to make it
they could be
so
saying that publicly.
For Andrew Barry
they could be
and
saying that publicly, but privately, they
yeah, behind
could be,
the scenes,
they could be saying, hey, let's take calls.
Right.
So,
sure.
Of course, I'm not
or they could be saying, we want to keep our best player, who's arguably the best defensive player in the game,
yeah,
and we hope to have a turnaround like the Texans did 2 seasons ago, like the Commanders did a season ago.
I don't know how they're going to do it with no quarterback.
I don't think they think that. I don't doubt that they don't want to move him, but I don't think that they're delusional enough to think that they're going to all of a sudden be the big turnaround team next year.
I mean, if they know they can get 2 first-round picks for him, and they know they're years away from being what they thought they were going to be, and if they have a rookie quarterback, I just think
what's his contract situation?
He has 2 years left on his deal.
So is it? Is
and
it,
he's getting underpaid.
So is it just a ploy to get a new deal?
Could be, or maybe he just doesn't want to play another down in Cleveland because he spent his entire career there and it's been mostly failure.
Right.
Yeah, but again, so I just look at it this way. 2023, they were 11-6. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a great quarterback situation there in 2023. They found a way to win 11 games.
Well, hold on. Nick Chubb was healthy.
That was Joe Flacco coming in at the end.
You know what I call that year? An outlier. An aberration.
Yeah, they're totally different now.
I know they fell apart last year and were 3-14. And I'm not predicting they're going to have a turnaround, but it's entirely possible. It happens in the NFL every year. We saw it here in Washington. Okay, pointing to the quarterback, but they finished 11-6 with Joe Flacco leading the way.
It's not going to happen for them, especially because of the division they're in.
Who started the season before Flacco came in and saved the day? Was it Deshaun? Deshaun started and
Deshaun
got hurt.
Deshaun was awful. Yeah. He was so terrible.
Right.
You know who was much better? Jameis Winston.
They have a good coach.
Watson.
Look, Stefanski's won coach of the year twice. They had one 11-5 season, then a couple mediocre seasons where they're 8-9, 7-10, then 11-6, and then the awful 3-14. I don't know.
You seem very weirdly optimistic on the Cleveland Browns.
No, I'm just saying it happens.
He's just saying
like
it's you're, possible.
You're just like tossing possible. It out like it can't happen. Like if I'm Andrew Berry, if I was the GM, I wouldn't be in a rush to trade him. Like you seem like you're in a rush to trade him if you were the GM.
I would be in a rush to trade him.
I don't want my best player to be disgruntled. And
if I know he doesn't want to be there, I'd be in a rush to trade him.
And if he's valuable, which he is, I'm going to
get something in return. If I know that he's just saying it because he wants a new deal, okay, then maybe I can work up a new deal.
Yeah, but are you going to let your employees just walk all over you in a way? Because if he does that disgruntled, then the next guy might be disgruntled. You're supposed to trade every disgruntled person. How about we gave you a big fat contract, perform?
All right, I'll make two bets with you. Mm. One, he gets traded before the start of the season.
Jump on it.
I'll bet you $10 the Browns don't make the playoffs in the next two seasons.
Is it just two seasons?
Weird.
Sure, I'll take that.
Get the book out.
We'll do $10 for each.
Okay.
$10 for each bet.
Repeat it one more time.
One is he's got Myles Garrett traded before the season.
Before the start of the 2025 season, he's traded.
And then Cake says the Browns not making the playoffs in the next two seasons, which would be 2025 and 2026.
Correct. $10
a pop. I get sliced for their last place schedule. And maybe they get Cam Ward and he becomes a stud.
Possibly. That could happen.
Or Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with Garrett. And if they get an offer of 2 first-round picks, I mean, they might say it's too good to be true. We got to go.
But back to how we started this, it is interesting if it's true, if the Eagles are kind of playing defense and just playing keep away from the Commanders. Like, oh, Commanders want that guy?
Yeah.
We're not going to let you have that guy.
It means, you know what, EB? It means they're hearing the footsteps. They're hearing the Commander's footsteps.
Well, they played him in the NFC Championship game.
I know. Not that they're scared, but they hear those footsteps in the distance.
Played him in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Mm. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be competitive.
Going to be in the mix.
That I know.
Coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. Your chance to win some great prizes. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 as we have Dierks Bentley tickets and Wizards tickets to give away next here on The Junkies.